Let's talk to David, who's in Norwich. Thank you, Malcolm. Hello, David.
Hello there.
Far away.
Right. The question is about water. Is there any new water being made on the planet? I know that water evaporates and then condenses, but is there any new water being made?
The answer is yes, there is. The process of, if we say respiration, that's the best example. Dave was talking about extracting energy from the bellies of cockroaches just now, but actually there are other ways of doing this. If you look at the metabolic processes that are going on in every single living thing on Earth, what we're largely doing is burning a fuel. Let's take sugar, glucose, C6H12O6, and we react it with oxygen, O2, and the products of that reaction are CO2, carbon dioxide, and you've guessed it, H2O. So what you've effectively done is you've rearranged some of the atoms in the sugar molecule, mixed them with some oxygen, and you've made some water de novo. So there is water coming out of that reaction. And at the same time, you've got plants which are gathering energy coming in from the sun, and they're using the process of photosynthesis to drive the reverse reaction. So they're taking carbon dioxide out of the air, they are mixing it with water, which they've got from their roots, and if you take the CO2 and the H2O and the energy from water to drive the equation the other way, you then get, you've guessed it, C6H12O6, you're back to glucose again. So although there are no new atoms being made on Earth, there are nonetheless new arrangements of those atoms, new molecules, so you are making water which didn't exist before by rearranging the atoms.
Lifting the lab coat on the world's best science, the Naked Scientists.